What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today we're going to be diving into a new series called Silo. Now, Silo just recently aired on Apple TV streaming services. It was 10 episodes long, and the episodes averaged about 45 minutes to an hour, roughly, depending on the episode. And this is just season one, because there's definitely a lot more to come. Because, and I didn't find this out until pretty much after I watched the final episode or whatever. I was just kind of doing a little bit more research into the show. But this series is based off of a set of novels called Wool, which are written by, what was his name? Hugh Howey is the name of the person that wrote the original novels that this is based off of. And I almost got myself spoiled on something when I was kind of skimming through trying to do some research for this review. But luckily, your boy dodged a bullet. So Silo is a sci-fi dystopian drama. And it was definitely one of my favorite things that I've watched recently. And I'll go ahead and just mention this up front for anybody that's new here. You know, here at Daddy's Talk, it's all about conversations surrounding fatherhood and family, as well as discussions and reviews surrounding manga, anime, TV, movies, and video games. And what I like to do is I'm going to start this off with just general spoiler-free talk about the show, just in case if you're new, you haven't checked out the show, and then I will give y'all a heads up when I'm about to jump into spoilers. That way, you know, you can go and enjoy this wild ride for yourself. Okay, so the kind of setup for Silo is that basically, for some unknown reason, humanity has lived in this giant underground silo that is, I believe, 144 levels deep, tall, however you want to phrase it. And nobody in the current line of people that are alive in the silo seem to know too much about the history of the before times, of basically why is humanity living in this silo? What happened to the outside world? Only thing that's kind of known is that there was some type of like a rebellion at some point that happened, but even that was a long time after humanity had already been living in the silo. And so we kind of follow, at least we kind of start off following this sheriff, who is played by David Oyelamo, pronounce me for butchering the name, but kind of following his journey as the sheriff within the silo, as certain things happen to his wife, and him and some other people that you meet along the way kind of start to question the true nature of what is really happening in the silo, because, you know, some crazy stuff starts happening, people come up missing, and like I said, it just kind of just leads to more and more questions. And of course, people with curious minds try to go digging for the truth. And so this show does a really great job of setting the tone early, setting the atmosphere. I love how the show kind of starts off, and they kind of do this a little bit in the intro as well, but some of the first shots of the show is kind of like going down the silo and looking at these different sections that are happening, because there's like, you know, like a government area, a farmhouse area where they have like cows and stuff, and crops and stuff, and then on the lower levels where you have the mechanics and engineering and all this stuff. And so it's kind of like a fascinating structure to kind of think of. It kind of reminds me a little bit of anybody that's a fan of the Fallout series, of like life in the vaults in the Fallout video game series, where there's just all these different sections and pockets and stuff. But yeah, so that's kind of like the basic general setup of the show. And they, like I said, they just do such a good job of kind of like breadcrumbing hints and teases and making you really think about like, okay, what is really going on? Who can I really trust? And then kind of giving just enough reveals to kind of like keep you intrigued and asking questions, but also sprinkling in a nice amount of surprises along the way, whether it be certain reveals with certain characters, you know, whether it be like their true intentions or who they might actually be in relation to their role within the silo. Because like I said, it kind of started following the sheriff, and then kind of gets this engineer who is played by Rebecca Ferguson. Juliet Nichols is the character's name. She is an engineer basically down at the bottom of the silo, kind of helping to kind of in a way keep the silo running. And I also enjoy, because those of y'all that know or listen to my show for a while know that I work in IT as my professional career, and so finding out that there is a whole actual IT department that also has a hand in keeping things going within the life of the silo and stuff. And there is like this judge that's kind of like looming overhead, so to speak, kind of helping call the shots from the shadows. And you also have a great kind of antagonist character played by a Common named Robert Sims. So of course, every time I hear Robert in the show, I'm like, oh, that's me. but yeah, so overall, really dope, solid cast of characters. Like I said, the mystery and the questions continue to build. They do a good job of peppering in a little bit of flashbacks here and there, not too strongly, but just enough to kind of fill in a little bit of gaps where needed, or to kind of give context for certain characters' relationships in relation to each other and stuff like that. And by the end, they do a very awesome job of ending it on a very powerful note to, you know, answer some questions, but also introduce some bigger questions, which we'll be talking about in the spoiler section in a little bit. But the show is just all in all just a fantastic watch. Like I said, if you enjoy kind of sci-fi stuff with a drama and some mysteries and things of that nature, then Silo is definitely a show that you want to put on your radar to check out and watch. I'm not much of a person for reading novels and stuff, but part of me is a little bit tempted because, like I said, because of how the season ended, I am like, man, I need more now. And honestly, I kind of really just stumbled across this show just because I think I had watched Severance a little bit before, maybe like a month ago now, at least a month ago from when I'm recording it. I still haven't posted the review, but that'll be coming at some point. It's already recorded, just saving it for a rainy day. But I was kind of just browsing different other things just to see like what is on there. And Silo was one of the recommended shows, though, like, I dove in and like that first episode immediately hooked me. And it's such a big thing to where freaking Apple even put the whole episode up on Twitter, because now with how Twitter and stuff is now, you can upload full length movie length stuff, whatever. So they posted a whole 1 hour first episode on Twitter the other day. But yeah, that so it hooked me really strongly from episode one. I binge watched through the 8 episodes that were available, And that's when I got hit with the reality of, oh, this show is still airing. I thought this was maybe like an older show that was already done. So I'm like loving it. I'm flying through the episodes in like a day or two. And then I hit that wall to where it was like episode 9 coming next Friday. And it just so happened that the timing of when I was watching it, episode 8 had just came out at that point in time. And so my heart was devastated because I'm like, no, this is weekly. And so I didn't watch it for 2 weeks because I was like, well, okay, I did some research, found it's going to be 10 episodes long. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just, you know, wait until that final episode is out and then watch these last two together. And I'm glad I did because they wrote together perfectly. So all in all, Silo, highly recommend watching this show, giving it a chance. Like I said, super dope cast of characters and super awesome setup for a world and environment that, like I said, will give you mystery and intrigue all along the way from beginning to the end. Because like I said, just the whole idea of humanity seemingly has been here so long that they don't really know their true origins of how we got to where we are now and what the outside world is really like, you know, because it's like, okay, are they actually telling the truth type of situation and stuff. So go watch Silo if you haven't already and come back and let me know what you thought, because we're about to dive into the spoilers. And 3, 2, 1, if you're still here, let's talk some spoilers. And clearly, I hate doing this, but I have to jump to that ending, because looking back at everything that happened along the way, everything from, like, I don't know, from basically when the freaking hard drive, when the hard drive kind of first came up and then you started hearing this thing about the relics and, you know, all these items from the before time, they were kind of like forbidden to seemingly seeing that, oh no, the outside world is actually fine. So why are we still in the silo? And just everything in between there, which like I said, I'm gonna go back and touch on some of that stuff to begin with. But this show, the way that finale, that season finale was one of the rare times where I was like, man, I wish I did live reactions, because like the way my jaw just dropped. And they kind of hit us with a kind of like boom boom 1-2 punch, because first it was she gets outside, she thinks she's seeing, oh man, lush green world and environment and stuff. And she refuses to clean the camera. And so the head IT guy, Bernard, he's like, whatever, her time's about to run out. Because seemingly, you know, the way their suits were designed, the poisonous air kind of gets in and eventually kills them. And I was talking with a friend of the show, and we was talking about how, you know, probably because of the time that people take to clean the camera, because they want everybody to see what they think that they're seeing, that kind of adds more time for them to get poisoned by the air and all that stuff, whatever. But basically with the help of the old lady, Martha Walker, working with the people in the supply chain to kind of basically better fit her suit to where it would be kind of like more sealed, airtight. And then the sheriff badge that she got to keep from the previous sheriff, she kind of got to see the truth that what she was seeing was actually an illusion, and that yes, the world is actually effed up really bad. And so that was the first kind of whammy. It was like, yo, okay, so they weren't lying. So what you're seeing on the camera in the cafeteria is the real deal. The sheriff and his wife, the previous sheriff and his wife, are literally both sitting dead on that hill or whatever. But when we see Nichols be able to break the illusion and go over the hill, and then we get this dope shot where the camera's kind of like spinning around and zooming out, and we see that there are possibly hundreds of silos all over the place. And it's just like, yo, wow. Like, wow. And so, yeah, that moment just kind of just like, just started getting my mind racing of all the possibilities of, yo, is there maybe other people that are out that either made their way outside of their respective silos, or other people that maybe didn't get to make it into the silos. So maybe there's like a whole pocket of humanity that is just living out in this wasteland or whatever. Like I said, it just presented just so many questions and theories in my brain and stuff, whatever, that I am that much more excited for the next season to come, whenever that might be. But yeah, so that was a fantastic way to kind of build up to where she's like, okay. So there really is, the world is okay or whatever, but then that harsh reality of like, actually no, the world is effed up and this isn't the only silo. So I'm excited to see where that goes from now. It'll be like just like very dope and just kind of funny if she just like walks up to another silo and just like knocking on the door asking for an entry. But I'm pretty sure Bernard probably hit up one of the other silos or whatever, because it seems like they are in silo 18 potentially, because the hard drive had an 18 on it, and this little key he had that was flashing earlier or whatever, which was kind of suspicious. But then when he realized that she was realizing or breaking the illusion, he ran to some server room or whatever and used this number 18 key to go in. So maybe he's going to be contacting some other silos. My friend, we was also talking about the underground door that is underneath all that water. Probably, maybe back originally, that was maybe a way for all of the silos to be connected underground or something or whatever, because it would kind of make sense, because if it seems like from that shot that they showed at the end, like all the silos are 100% underground. So yeah, so that probably was a way originally for all of the silos to connect and all that stuff whatever. And it just kind of makes me wonder if like, did all the silos disconnect themselves from each other or whatever, or is 18 an outlier and they're kind of just, you know, went rogue or something or whatever, and everybody else was like, yo, we thought that silo 18 was destroyed or whatever because we lost contact with y'all. Who knows, just lots of theories. But going back now, I like so many of these characters, but I really liked Juliet. I liked the sheriff's wife, I believe her name Allison. Just like their inquisitive minds to kind of want to know more was just so dope to see, because the first sheriff's wife figuring out that the whole birth thing was fake and that a lot of people weren't actually getting their birth control taken out, and that's why I was like, no matter how much they were trying or whatever, they can never get pregnant or have a child, and then made to feel like something was wrong with them when it was like, no, they actually lied to y'all. And finding out that the main doctor that does this was Juliet's father, who was involved in an incident back in the day with her mother getting in some trouble because her mother invented this very dope magnifying, like double ultra magnifying glass design thing that got her in trouble and stuff, whatever, ended up leading to her death and stuff. But this show, like I said, it was just so dope just watching all the twists and turns. The original deputy, seeing his little adventure from, you know, having to deal with his partner, the first sheriff, being like, hey, it's been 3 years since my wife goes out, I just want to go be with my wife, and him being put in that situation, and then having to deal with his, the sheriff's decision to pick to pick Nichols to be his successor, to then seeing like his relationship that he had with the previous mayor and what they were kind of going through, and then, you know, both of them getting killed. And that's also kind of like another thing, like when, you know, we already have some questions and stuff from like that first episode, but then like when people went by, they started turning up, you know, and kind of, and I love when we're kind of like in like a, at least like starting off in kind of this like isolated environment, to where, okay, when bodies start turning up, we know, okay, whoever the culprit is within the silo. Now, granted, it's 144 levels, so that's a lot of ground, a lot of people to cover, but that's different from, okay, a crime happened in, you know, Houston. Well, the person's on the run, they could go anywhere in this, anywhere else in the city, anywhere else in the state, anywhere else in the country, world, you get what I'm saying, versus here in the silo, it's like, yes, it is a lot of ground to cover, but y'all are insulated within this area. And then kind of when we got to the point where we started kind of seeing more of Mr. Sims, of Common's character, and I really loved that story that he shared with his, at least the guy who seemingly was going to become his shadow or whatever, about the janitor closet, so to speak, and how his dad was a janitor, and how, you know, he had, when he was a kid, he was dealing with the bully or something or whatever, and then all of a sudden something happened where the bully got either disappeared or got transferred, something happened with the bully or whatever, and then his dad was basically kind of like, hey, you got, have you had any more problems with him or whatever? And it was like, no. And then finding out, you know, that, you know, Common's character went on to basically do that same line of work, which I guess is the judiciary or whatever people, and finding out that there are freaking cameras everywhere in this facility, pretty much a camera in everybody's home, around every corner, all that stuff, and just kind of seeing some of the hints and teasers, because I kind of went back and watched some of episode one again, and just seeing the sheriff literally at the beginning of the episode taking a vase of flowers and setting them in front of the mirror, and then of course, you know, we find out later on that he did that to block the camera's view, because he discovered about the cameras and stuff, whatever. And so just kind of, and like I said, it kind of makes me interested, if I had more time, whatever, which I probably could have, but I was just excited to talk about it. I definitely want to go back and rewatch this to kind of, now that I know what I know now, go back and see what other hints and clues and stuff was kind of there along the way, because when we also kind of get that big reveal that seemingly this big bad judge person who seems to be the true authority of the silo, and you're thinking that she is the person pulling the strings behind the scenes or whatever, then for a moment you kind of think, like, wait, I don't know, is it actually Sims? Is it actually Common's character pulling the strings? And then the reveal of, no, it's the guy, it's the head of IT who is the temporary interim mayor after the untimely death of the previous mayor due to poisoning or whatever. And I'm like, of course there's somebody from freaking IT that's up here pulling strings and stuff, and is the true figurehead behind the scenes. Like this is some like One Piece. We thought that that the Gorosei were the true ones pulling the strings behind the world nobles, and it was like, surprise, it's actually Emu. So it's like, Bernard is actually Emu. the true person behind the curtain that's behind the curtain type of situation. But like I said, like things just like really started heating up when the body started popping up, and then, you know, finding out more about Juliet, and like I said, finding out what her father was actually doing with the birth control stuff, and then how her father actually kind of helped Sims and his wife have a child who, you know, they have a very dope son. But then finding out that, like, that Juliet, she pretty much ran away from home at 13, and that until she really became sheriff, she hadn't seen her father in like 20 years because she just ran away after the incident that happened with her mother, and, you know, lived this life down in engineering or whatever. And man, even like that whole episode where they had to pretty much, they were like, hey, we need to shut the silo down in order to make this critical repair, otherwise if this thing fries and blows, we all gonna be screwed or whatever. And so I just liked her character's initiative and sense of responsibility, because she didn't want to leave to go do the sheriff thing, because she's like, no, if I'm not here to make sure that this thing is running or whatever, then we're all done for, all 10,000 plus people in the silo. But like I said, just kind of watching her get into this role as sheriff, and the headbutting that caused with people who didn't like her or just didn't like the way that all this stuff kind of transpired or whatever. It was all just very dope to see. Even like her newly appointed deputy, Paul Billings, and him being a guy that is like super by the book. He follows the rules. He won the competition for knowing all the rules or whatever multiple years in a row. Just all these different things, but then even seeing him start to question some stuff. Of course, I didn't like when he freaking burnt that picture book. I was so sad about that, even though he kept a page out of it. But I'm just like, come on, man. Why'd you have to do that? But yeah, and like I said, and shout out to Walker for mustering up the strength and courage to leave her home for the first time in over 25 years in order to help out this young lady who came to her in her hour of need when she was a teen, 13 years old, and just their bond that they had gained over the years and stuff. Also, man, when they were doing all the sneaking around and stuff in like in episode 9, where Juliet and the one guy she saved early on that owed her a favor, and then this kind of like hacker dude working together, where they're kind of like sneaking from place to place trying to get into the system, trying to post a video on all the televisions in the facility and all that stuff, and then like that moment where they were, when she was trying to escape down the trash chute thing, and they were trying to throw garbage down there to knock her off, and then basically calming them, or Sims them being like, hey, let's throw something that we know it's not gonna miss, and they throw this like freaking gigantic like air conditioner thing in there. And so like that moment when Juliet let go of the ladder just to fall down the chute, and when she freaking fell all the way down and landed on that pile of junk, and then the people saw her and pulled her out the way just in time before that giant thing came and crushed her. Man, my heart was pounding in that moment. And like I said, like the going back to the moment where it was revealed that Bernard was the true person pulling the strings, whatever, when they were kind of like in the garden area and stuff, and then they were talking, and then basically it was kind of like, oh, it's a shame that you said that you want to go outside. And she's like, no, you didn't. No, I didn't. And then he was like, ain't that right, Mr. Sims? And he's like, yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, ain't it, Mayor, that the sheriff said that she wants to go outside. And so, like, all that stuff. But, man, this show It's just so freaking dope, and I could continue talking about it forever and ever and ever. But yeah, but all in all, like I said, fantastic watch. And like I said, it was definitely a very memorable experience. And like I said, I can't wait to kind of take some time, let it simmer in my mind and rest a bit, and then maybe go, and then like I said, go back and revisit it at some point, like I said, just to kind of see what other stuff I might notice that I didn't catch beforehand. Like I said, and just shout out to all the people who like left clues along the way in the series to, I love how I can't remember the guy's name, but the kind of Juliet's kind of boyfriend dude from IT, and how, you know, they kind of started discovering the truth or whatever, and that he created a video, recorded a video, titled it "Start Here," and then, you know, that kind of helps get things going from there. But yeah, fantastic watch, can't wait for more. But I'm gonna stop rambling and I'm gonna wrap this up here. But thank you so much for watching and or listening to this review. As always, you can find me everywhere at That Needs to Talk. So reach out to me, let me know what you thought of Silo, and if you have any dope recommendations for series either of this like, or something that you might feel like I might enjoy watching, reading, whatever, hit me up and let me know. And if you're not already, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel for the video version, or following whatever your podcast streaming service of choice is, where you can get the audio version of everything that I do. But with that being said, this has been very dope and very awesome. But I am out. Y'all have an awesome rest of your day and week, and I'll catch y'all in the next review or the next podcast episode. Until then, peace.